Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you very much for doing that. This is, in fact, episode 1047A, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. Thank you very much for doing it. We have a great engineer as usual, Caitlin, and you, of course, are what motivate us to do this. So thank you for doing that. The most important medical story of the week this week, well, it probably relates to physical activity. What do we mean by why is that important when everyone knows about physical activity? Well, it's important because this is a study that looked at what physical activity means to your overall well-being. That is, if everyone in the world did 150, and a lot of people do, obviously in developing countries, they tend to do more physical activity than we in developed countries do. But if everyone did that, what would be the global health burden? How much would we decrease disease? So this is really our Roizen rule for a younger you, numbers 10 to 13, do the four components of physical activity, if you even do one of them. It's an 8.2% reduction in all deaths, 8.2% reduction in dementia, 8.5% reduction in cardiovascular disease, depression by about 10% reduction, about a 7.5% reduction if you look at all cancers, some more importantly than others. What this means is that if we did that, and the global burden of obesity is around 10%, the global burden of food choices, that is bad food choices, fast food choices, about 7%. If you just did those three, avoid, if you will, the bad choices at fast food restaurants, did 150 minutes of physical activity, and via those processes avoided obesity, you'd have about a 25% reduction in the global burden of death and even greater in the cost that we'd be able to put into, for example, saving the planet or doing other things that would be significant for social welfare and for every one of us. Decrease the tax rate sizably, because you wouldn't have the same global burden of hospitalization and of chronic disease management. So most important, physical activity, do 150 minutes of that a week, and then go to the others. Are there health benefits to using liquid chlorophyll? This should be our avoid a wallet biopsy. You know, my father, way back when I was a kid, brought home chlorophyll-filled toothpaste. Well, if the plants, it's good for the plants, should be good for us, and we can brush our teeth with it, right, and save our, it's all BS. There is no known benefit. I know it's trending on social media. So is a lot of junk trending on social media. And in this case, it is no data support the fact that chlorophyll is beneficial. Liquid chlorophyll or toothpaste chlorophyll or any other chlorophyll for us humans. The next story, are there any high cholesterol foods to eat? No. What you want to do is all of the foods that have a lot of saturated fat often come, especially the animal foods, come with proteins or amino acids such as carnitine, lecithin, and choline, and carnitine is in red meat. It isn't the fat in it or the cholesterol in it. It's that protein, when combined with the saturated fat, that causes us to produce inflammation, that the bacteria in your body to cause you to be inflamed, increasing heart disease, stroke, memory loss, dementia, and chronic kidney disease. And this is a Well Beyond Wellness or Wellness Foreplay story of the week. The bike-linked head injuries plummet, 50% reduction over the last decade for kids, but not for adults, only a 5% reduction. Why? Well, the adults aren't paying as much attention as the kids to wearing helmets and doing safe maneuvers. Is the rise in liver damage tied to drinking during the lockdowns? You betcha. 35% increase in alcohol taxes during the lockdowns. That means some people are drinking a lot more, causing a lot more liver damage. A 80% reduction in liver damage tied to alcohol during the lockdown. Prescription sleep pills. This is a story. This is a Roizen rule for a younger you. Number 18, give sleep respect. Why is this so important? Well, prescription sleep pills are really useful in the short term. You got a stressful life event. You have a problem. You go across country, Lunesta or one of the others, Ambien, etc. Very useful for a short-term problem. But long-term, if you got a long-term problem, you need cognitive behavior therapy. You need sleep hygiene. You need to go to a specialist because these, over a year and following these 700 women, they found their sleep didn't improve over the year by using these. And in fact, their chronic diseases such as dementia increased with the use of chronic sleeping pills. Do gummy vitamins work as well as traditional vitamins? The answer, well, our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, often has gummy vitamins in testing. They have finally found some without sugar and without a lot of the inert fibers and that taste good that you can get. And you don't want to use them like they're candy, but they taste good and you can get your vitamins that way. So gummy vitamins, if you get the right ones, yeah, you want to read the label, no sugar. Many of them have 4 grams or 6 grams or 8 grams of sugar per dose of vitamins. You don't want 4 grams of sugar in an hour, let alone instantly obtained when you chew the vitamins. It's like a spike in your blood sugar, very bad for you. So if you're going to get gummy vitamins, make sure you get them without sugar, without the sugar alcohols, and without a lot of inert stuff like inulin, which can cause you gastric upset. Last topic, and this is, again, a wellness foreplay story. Can you sleep in compression socks? The answer is yes, but why would you want to? That is, the compression is to decrease the blood pooling in your legs due to the fact you're standing upright. Well, if you're lying down, doesn't help. Who might it help? If you sleep on a slant because of gastroesophageal reflux disease, or for some other reason you always keep your head and chest above your torso and above your knees and feet, then maybe you do. But remember to apply these correctly. That is, put the compression socks over the feet so that you don't get swelling of the feet, that you don't get a tourniquet effect and get a clot below that. So always, if you're going to sleep or even be in compression socks, make sure you know how to apply them so they're applied correctly. Well, I know we've whipped through this news of the week, 1047A. You always know the A's are the latest news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are the guest segments. We have a sensational guest, Randall Bell gave a sensational interview. That's the 1047B. But make sure you get last week's and the week before's and the week before's, because there's been just a string of great news of the weeks and interviews of the week. I think one of my favorites, actually, I should tell you, is Brett Gleason, Enjoy the Suck. Lousy title, I thought, for us in polite media. But in fact, he gave a great interview of how you can benefit by the same training program as the Navy SEAL. That was 1027B, a quarter of a year ago, if you will. 1027B was Brett Gleason's, one of my favorites. I should tell you another one of my favorites, 1042B, Henry Okun, talked about Pantherix, and 1041B, Peter Statz gave a sensational interview, Peter Statz, on electric aspirin. 1047, as you will know, is this week's, and it is Randall Bell, Post-Traumatic Thriving. I should also tell you that 1046B, Destination Wellness, was a wonderful one, surprisingly great Annie Daly, 1046B. We'll be back next week with the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. And hopefully Caitlin will continue to join us as our great engineer. You can always send questions to me at questions@wenway.com. questions@wenway.com. And we're going to do in a few weeks, we're going to do another of the longevity series like we did for 1020 A and B. Look for that. My guess is it'll be 1070 A and B, but we'll have to see. This is 1046 A. Thanks again for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Do rate us. Give us a few likes. It really makes a difference in those podcast ratings. Thanks again. We'll see you next week.